From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin highlights year-on-year decline in poverty rate. Indonesia condemns use of excessive force by Israel in Jenin. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin noted that the overall poverty rate has decreased over years, although there may be an increase in the number of impoverished people between the months. Indeed, the increase in poverty rate may happen in one month as compared to the other month, but there has been a decline year on year. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin remarked at a press conference at the Syamsuddin Nur Air Force Base, Banjarmasin City, South Kalimantan Province on Friday, as quoted by Antara. He made the statement as a response to the findings of the Indonesian Statistics Agency that poverty rate in Indonesia was recorded at 9.57% or reaching 26.36 million people in September 2022, up by around 200,000 as compared to March 2022. The Indonesian government has condemned the use of excessive force by Israel security forces against Palestinians in Jenin, which has killed 9 Palestinian civilians. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in a tweet on its official Twitter account on Friday, as quoted by Antara, emphasized that the brutal action of Israel will further complicate the attainment of peace in the Middle East. It also stated Indonesia has called on the international community and the United Nations to urge Israel to respect the rights of the Palestinian people. The Indonesian Ministry of Manpower has continued to encourage the birth of new entrepreneurs following the COVID-19 pandemic to accelerate national economic recovery. As reported by Antara, the Manpower Minister's expert staff, Titik Mauntung, in a written statement on Friday, January the 27th, pointed out that this encouragement is carried out by socializing information on procedures and support for entrepreneurship. She made the remarks at the Tips for Surviving in the Post-Pandemic World of Work dialogue held by the Ministry of Manpower in Nganjuk, East Java, which was attended by hundreds of job seekers and new business actors. The National Development Planning Agency's National Committee for Indonesia Geoparks is planning to get recognition for 12 Indonesian geoparks from the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, by 2024. As reported by Antara on Friday, Committee for Geoparks Action Plan Coordinator Togu Pardede explained that currently Indonesia has 6 geoparks of global status and 4 more geoparks have recently received UNESCO recognition as global geoparks. The six Indonesia geoparks that have been recognized by UNESCO are Batur Geopark in Bali, Sewu Mountains in Yogyakarta, Ciletuh in West Jawa, Mount Rinjani in West Nusa Tenggara, Lake Toba in North Sumatra, and Belitung in Bangka Belitung. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Vietnamese National Assembly Chairman Phuong Dinh Huy on Friday visited an extended Lunar New Year's wishes to the Institute for Legislative Studies of the National Assembly Standing Committee in Hanoi, as reported by VOVworld.vn on January the 27th, the National Assembly Chairman emphasized that 2023 is the third year of implementing the resolution of the 13th National Party Congress and the first year of implementing the Party Central Committee's resolution on continuing to build and perfect a Vietnamese socialist rule of law state in the new period. He affirmed that the most important requirement of lawmaking is to facilitate national development and promote rapid, sustainable development and extensive integration. A top U.S. Air Force general in charge of the nation's air and ground launch nuclear missiles has requested an official investigation into a number of officers who are reporting blood cancer diagnosis after serving at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. As quoted by ChannelsNewsAsia.com, the illness became publicly known this week after the Associated Press obtained a military brief that at least 9 missileers, those officers serving in underground bunkers near Silo Base Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles and responsible for turning launch keys if ordered, were reporting diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. One of the officers has died. The United States Marine Corps on Thursday officially opened its first new base in 70 years, a 4,000-acre installation on the U.S. Pacific Islands of Guam that one day is expected to host 5,000 Marines. As reported by CNN.com on January 27th, construction of Camp Bless, as it is formally known, was partially funded by the Japanese government as part of a deal made during the Barack Obama administration to move Marines from the southern Japanese island of Okinawa, where their presence has led to resentment. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oh,
The first news comes from Jember, East Java. Jember Fashion Carnival, or GFC, continues to strengthen cooperation with Japan through art and culture in developing the talents of the two countries through art and culture as a form of world peace. GFC Indonesia Ambassador Sakura Ijuin, in a statement in Jakarta last Tuesday, said, in 2020, GFC held a World Kids Carnival, which connected children from 15 countries around the world, with the hope of building peace through friendship that is mutually beneficial, even in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis, through art and culture. According to Sakura Ijuin, Indonesia's diverse and beautiful culture will be a wonderful model to teach peace to the world. Together with Indonesia, GFC feels that many children, particularly in ASEAN countries, can exchange lessons from each other's culture. The next news comes from Makassar, South Sulawesi. The city of Makassar, South Sulawesi is preparing to join the Southeast Asia or ASEAN Healthy Cities Network. Makassar Mayor Muhammad Ramdan Pomanto in Makassar said last Tuesday that the city of Makassar, along with other cities in Southeast Asia, was prepared to be included in the Healthy Cities based on directions and indicators from the World Health Organization, WHO. Ramdan Pomanto said one of his commitments was to provide public and social facilities such as sport facilities that could be used by the community. In addition, the lifestyle of the people who also contribute to maintaining cleanliness is an important element in creating a healthy city. The latest news comes from Tanjung Pinang, Riau Islands. The Dharma Sasana Temple and Monastery in Tanjung Pinang City, Riau Island Province, which is now 300 years old, was flooded by visitors during the 2574 Chinese New Year holiday. The management of the Dharma Sasana Vihara, Ahua, said in 2 days the number of visitors reached nearly 1,000 people, dominated by Indonesian Chinese, to carry out Chinese New Year prayers. In fact, many non-Chinese visitors also came to one of the oldest temples in the Riau Island province to spend the Chinese New Year holidays. Dharma Sasana Vihara, which was built around 200 to 300 years ago by immigrants from mainland China, displays colonial architecture and Chinese decoration with a saddle-shaped roof pagoda. The existence of this temple is proof of the existence of Chinese immigrants in this area since the time of the Riau Kingdom. That was news from across Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on January 28, 1986 about the Shuttler Challenger exploded. The Space Shuttle Challenger accident occurred on January 28, 1986. It exploded 73 seconds after its launch. The shuttle launched from Cape Carnival, Florida. Apart from the hundreds of people who witnessed it at Cape Canaveral, millions of people in the United States also watched the launch of the Challenger spacecraft on television. The accident caused the deaths of 7 astronaut crew members. One of the crew of astronauts trained by NASA is a civilian, a teacher named Sharon Krista McAuliffe. Based on the plan, he would become the first civilian in the world who explored outer space. Let's move to another event of 2002 when an airplane crashed in Colombia. On January 28, 2002, there was an accident of a tame Boeing 727-100 aircraft with flight number 120, which was flying from Quito, Ecuador for Cali, Colombia. The plane crashed while approaching the Teniente Coronel Luis A. Mantilla Tulcan International Airport. under foggy conditions reported, the plane crashed into the side of the Kumbal volcano in the Andes Mountains in southern Colombia in foggy weather. The incident killed all 87 passengers and 7 crew members. We end today in history with the event on January 28, 2013, when Queen Beatrix announced her plans to abdicate. On January 28, 2013, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands announced her plans to abdicate. She abruptly announced her abdication after 33 years on the throne. The Queen of the Netherlands announced her resignation on Monday, January 28 evening, or 3 days before her 75th birthday. The oldest queen who ruled the Dutch monarchy announced her resignation via national television and radio broadcast. The resignation was confirmed on April 30, 2013, exactly 33 years since she was in power. On that day, the Crown Prince Willem Alexander was officially crowned king, replacing his mother. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia shows resilience in facing the COVID-19 pandemic. Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the National Coordination Meeting for the Transition of Handling COVID-19 and National Economic Recovery on Thursday, January the 26th, expressed his gratitude to his aides and all levels of the Indonesian onward cabinet and local governments from the central level to the village level who have worked hard for 3 years in handling the pandemic and overcoming the country's difficult economy. The press release of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs stated that through the gas and brakes policy, the government continues to strive to maintain a balance between health and economic aspects. This policy was also implemented by forming a task force to coordinate handling of the health and economic aspects of recovery, by forming the Committee for Handling COVID-19 and National Economic Recovery on July 20, 2020. The spread of the COVID-19 case and the decline in national economic conditions were also able to be overcome by carrying out micro-handling and limiting people's mobility through a policy of imposing restrictions on community activities from the beginning of 2021 to the end of December 2022, accompanied by high discipline from all levels of society. Flexible budget allocation are also made by the government through the National Economic Recovery Program to ensure health management, community protection, and strengthening economic recovery. In order to maintain purchasing power, a number of social assistance programs, such as cash assistance for street vendors, fishermen, as well as pre-employment cards with a semi-social assistance scheme, were also launched during the pandemic. On the other hand, the government continues to accelerate the COVID-19 vaccination so that it can become a game changer in handling the pandemic. The vaccination program has been implemented since January 13, 2021, with the first injection given to President Joko Widodo. Until the end of January 2023, it was recorded that at least 148 million doses of COVID-19 vaccination had been given to the public. With the various efforts that have been taken by the government, improvement in various sectors have been seen with the COVID-19 case under control, where the national effective reproduction rate is 0.97 and the reproductive rate on all islands is below 1. The resilience of the national economy also continues to show optimism through impressive economic growth and a relatively controlled inflation rate. The Coordinating Minister for the Economy said currently the challenges faced by moving from the COVID-19 pandemics to becoming multidimensional threats leading to global stagflation. That was My Indonesia Today.
sedikit ku jelaskan tentangku dan kamu agar seisi dunia tahu. Keras kepalaku salah denganmu, caraku marah, caraku tersenyum seperti detak jantung yang bertaut. Nyawaku nyala karena denganmu. Aku
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Mount Parang in Purwakarta. Mount Parang is a tourism attraction which provides hiking trails for tourists. The mountain is located in Purwakarta region, precisely in Cirangking, Pasanggrahan Village. This tourism spot offers a challenging sensation for tourists or for climbers who want to test their adrenaline. The mountain, with a height of 930 meters above sea level, is the highest andesite rock mountain in Indonesia and the second highest rock climbing tourism location in Asia. The attraction makes Mount Parang a favorite rock climbing arena for climbers. Listener from downtown of Bandung to Mount Parang, it takes approximately 2 hours by motor vehicles, while from Jakarta it takes around 3 hours. You can use a motorcycle or car to reach the location because the access is very easy. Mount Parang has 3 different peaks, and each peak has different characteristics as rock climbing and climbing route. The peak of Mount Parang is not very wide, but the view that can be enjoyed is amazingly beautiful. From the peak of Mount Parang, you can see stunning views of Purwakarta City, such as green rice fields, Citarum River, Jatiluhur Reservoir, and Mount Lembu. Listener, if you climb in the early morning and the weather is sunny, you can enjoy the view of the sunrise from the cliff edge. Another activity that can test adrenaline at Mount Parang is crossing between the peaks by using a rope. Although it's a little bit scary, this activity is guaranteed to be safe because there are professional guides who will supervise. In this activity, each climbing team will be accompanied by a local guide at a predetermined rate. Listener, if you have a hobby of rock climbing and want to test your adrenaline, please take your time for a vacation to Indonesia and visit Mount Parang in Purwakarta, West Java. This mountain is a favorite tourism spot of the local and foreign climbers. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow for another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Too loud, oh, doesn't mean you have to style you down.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia.
VOI listener, in Depok, West Java, there is a cool innovation that is launched to help less fortunate people to be able to eat. It is called Rice ATM. Rice ATM is a program launched by the National Amil and Zakat Alms Agency, or Basnas, Depok City. Its function, to help less fortunate people to get rice for free. Rice ATMs use special cards to dispense rice. The distribution of cards carried out through data collection in advance involving MOS and local apparatus. Thus, the names of citizens who are classified as economically disadvantaged may have Rice ATM card. In order for the use of RISE ATMs to be on target, Basnas Depok has determined the criteria of citizens who are allowed to have a card. There are 8 groups that are allowed to get 1 kilogram of rice in each collection, with a priority scale on Fakir and Poor group. Fakir is a person who doesn't have a job and doesn't receive income but he has needs, while Poor is the one who has job and income but his income is not sufficient for his needs. Each rice ATM machine can hold up to 100 kilograms of rice. Now its use is in the trial stage. Currently, there are 5 rice ATM machines available. The 5 machines are located at Al Istiqomah Mosque, DKM Cisalak Market Communication Forum, Al Marjan Mosque Cipayung, Cilodong Al Azkar Mosque, and Ataqwa Beji Mosque. This means if there is a rice ATM machine from Basnas, people who have more income than meet their needs can share some of their sustenance to the disadvantaged ones. Well, listener, that was Miss Leni from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Bintang Kehidupan by Risa Milen. The song Bintang Kehidupan was popularized by Nike Ardila and released on May 9, 1990. The album of Bintang Kehidupan was successful in the Indonesian and even Southeast Asian music market. More than 6 million copies were sold out. At the 1991 Asian Song Festival in Shanghai, China, Nike Ardila won the title New Singers Contest by performing the song Bintang Kehidupan. After Nike Ardila passed away in 1995, this song was sung again by Indonesian and Malaysian singers. This song, composed by Dedi Dores, tells about a person who experiences boredom when having an affair. Well, listener, here is Risa Milen with the keroncong song Bintang Kehidupan. Happy listening. Thank you.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.
Thank you.